Most Americans get health insurance through work. As joblessness increased, the federal government paid part of the premiums for unemployed people on COBRA. That's a program that allows people who leave a job to continue their health insurance if they pay for it all themselves. Now the 9-month federal subsidy program is ending. Families USA Director Ron Pollack predicts more people will go without insurance.
We believe that this will affect several million people right away and will continue to affect additional people as the months go by.
In Wisconsin, options are limited, says Bobby Peterson. He directs ABC for Health, a public interest law firm in Madison that connects people to health resources. He notes there's a waiting list for the state Medicaid plan covering childless adults, and a stopgap measure providing basic insurance is still up in the air.
So that's still winding its way through the legislature, and if it passes, it won't be available until sometime next year. So it's a tough period right now. People don't have a lot of options for affordable health care, and the elimination of the COBRA subsidy is going to mean the number of uninsured will go up.
Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development says the average unemployment check is $1,160 a month. That's $11 less than the average cost of COBRA premiums for family coverage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.